next item is subdivision 2006-70, PAF LLC, care of Paul Kruger, Langrell's Best as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, also let the record show I did not participate in that public hearing. I will not be voting.
All right, sir, duly noted.
And Mr. Chairman, I might suggest to the developer that they rename their development to Jailhouse Vista.
Jailhouse Vista.
Mr. Chairman, on a more serious note, sir.
You're not making that a condition of approval, are you?
That comes later.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-70 for PAF LLC, care of Paul Kruger, based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Two, the proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. Three, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Five, DEMREC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. However, the applicant should continue working with the town of Georgetown regarding a possible connection to town water and sewer. This approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 14 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. Native species and not Leland spices, native species and not Leland cypress shall be used, with all plantings being a minimum of 6 feet in height. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on one side of all streets in the subdivision. And finally, as part of the agency comments required for final site plan approval, the applicant shall consult with the Department of Corrections regarding any security issues that can be eliminated or minimized through the design of the project as a result of its close proximity to the Sussex Correctional Institution.
Speak up. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-70 PAF LLC in care of Paul Kruger for the reasons and with the stipulation or with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.